Welcome to Positive Impact with Andrew Schultz.
Hey friends, welcome back to Positive Impact. Today we are going to be talking about seasonal affective disorder, which the appropriate acronym SAD, also known as seasonal depression, winter blues. But full seasonal affective disorder can go much past seasonal blues and can be a stronger form of depression. And especially in the winter months, the sun's not out, cloudy, overcast, colder weather. I've never really experienced seasonal affective disorder until this year. Here I am back in Omaha, Nebraska, my first winter, not in San Diego, where I've been for the last 22 years. And I'm going to be honest, I've experienced this seasonal affective disorder, the winter blues. And that's why I wanted to shine the light of awareness on this subject, on this topic, because I know a lot of other people are dealing with it as well. And so I'm going to go through, you know, what is it? What are the causes? How does it impact us? We're going to talk about some physiological things that are going on in the brain and in the body. And then, of course, we're always going to end with solutions and things that can make it better. So appreciate all you being here, and especially for my friends who are in colder weather, in overcast, cloudy places during this winter time, these winter months, the seasonal affective disorder. It's impacting us, and I'm going to empower you to take responsibility as a way to improve your life if you are experiencing these symptoms. So first and foremost, what is seasonal affective disorder and what is happening in the body? And the main theory is that it's a lack of sunlight that stops a part of the brain called the hypothalamus from working properly, which affects the production of melatonin. And the melatonin, it's a hormone that makes you feel sleepy. In people with seasonal affective disorder, the body may produce it in a higher than normal level. Also, the production of serotonin. Serotonin is a hormone that affects your mood, appetite, and sleep. And a lack of sunlight may lead to lower serotonin levels, which is linked to feelings of depression. Also, the body's internal clock, known as the circadian rhythm. Your body uses sunlight to time various important functions, such as when you wake up. So lower light levels during the winter months are going to disrupt the body clock and lead to symptoms of seasonal affective disorder. It's also possible that some people are more vulnerable to seasonal affective disorder as a result of their genes, as some cases appear to run in the family. People who are more vulnerable to seasonal affective disorder, people who experience bipolar, people who have health issues, health conditions around mental health, people who struggle with anxiety, it can be more pronounced. And what does it feel like to have seasonal affective disorder? People feeling withdrawn, people disconnecting, people not as social, people staying home and going within internally, not hanging out and spending as much time with friends and family, not being as physically active. Sleep cycles dysregulated. Also, some things that are happening, biological clock change. When there's less sunlight, your biological clock shifts. This internal clock regulates your mood, sleep, and hormones. So when it shifts, you're out of step with the daily schedule you've been used to, and it's hard to adjust in changes to the length of the daylight. Obviously, the winter months, the days get shorter and shorter. So there's less sunlight, days are shorter, and your body is impacted. Also, there's a vitamin D deficiency. Your serotonin level, which gets a boost from vitamin D, which is what happens when we get sunshine. And since winter months, there's a deficiency and lower vitamin D and lower serotonin. Which leads us to the best part. What can we do about it? So for me, there's a few things that I do that I've been doing. And first and foremost is I take a vitamin D supplement. It's a Quiksilver Scientific DK or D3K2. And I'll put this in the show notes. It's a vitamin D spray, a couple sprays every morning for better absorption. So I'm supplementing with more vitamin D since I'm not getting it from the sun because of the lack of sunshine. Another thing is getting outside first thing in the morning, even if the sun is not shining, is really, really important. Science shows, and I usually use, in this case, I'm using Andrew Huberman at Huberman Lab, a neuroscientist at Stanford with his research. 10 minutes of direct sunlight in the eyes every morning is the sufficient amount of vitamin D. And so in the morning, when you wake up, going outside, not staring exactly at the sun, but looking in the direction of the sun for 10 minutes. You can do this on your morning walk. You can just stand there and gaze, but getting outside, looking in the direction of the sun for 10 minutes. If the sun is not out that day, if it's cloudy, looking in the direction of the sun in the clouds for 20 minutes. So you're simply doubling the amount of time you're looking in the direction of the sun on a cloudy day. And so the cool thing is we can still get vitamin D absorption on cloudy days. As long as we're looking in the direction of the sun, it's still effective. So getting outside every day, building this into your morning rituals, your daily habits. The sooner in the morning you can get out and get that sun or looking in the direction of the sun, the better. So that is by far the most important thing that we can do to take control of our health and our wellness during these winter months for all of us who are not living in San Diego or other warmer weather, sun-filled places. So vitamin D supplement, getting outside in the morning, looking in the direction of the sun. Eating nutritious meals. Even though our body may be craving starchy and sweet foods, stick to nutritious choices. Healthy foods with enough vitamins and minerals that can give you the proper nutrition and energy that you need. Very, very important. Whole foods, healthy foods, nutrient-dense foods are really, really important during the winter months. Exercise. Try to get 30 minutes of exercise at least 3 days a week, minimum. Exercise relieves stress and anxiety, which can help play a role in overcoming your seasonal affective disorder symptoms. It feels good to move. It feels good to activate the feel-good neurochemicals in our brain when we work out. A great way to increase dopamine, serotonin, oxytocin, adrenaline, sweating, moving our body is so important because when we When we exercise, we feel better. It's going to help our mental state. That exercise can be lifting weights, going for a walk outside, which is a double win because you're looking in the direction of the sun. CrossFit, yoga, HIIT training, spin, Pilates. Gratitude, a gratitude practice, writing down things you're grateful for is another way to overcome seasonal affective disorder. Because where our attention goes, energy flows, and what we focus on strengthens and gets stronger. And here's the best part, friends, we get to decide where we put our attention. It's like when you get a new car. You get a new car, you're driving around, and all of a sudden you see a bunch of the same cars that you just bought on the road. Well, gratitude works the same way. When we look for things to be grateful for, we draw in more gratitude into our life. But those cars were always there, just like the new car you just got, but it wasn't important to you. Your attention wasn't on those other cars because you didn't have one. But now your attention is on those cars because you have one and you see more of them. Gratitude works the same way. Find things to be grateful for. Reaching out to friends, staying connected, social activation, social interactions, meeting a friend for coffee, talking to friends on the phone is so important. Small actions create big impact. I know this for me. I've experienced this myself during these winter months, feeling myself go inwards and pulling away and not being as social. So me making it a concerted effort to reaching out to others, staying connected to important people in my life every day, and being intentional with spending time, making time, investing time to nurture relationships that are important to us. It can be text messages. It can be phone calls, FaceTime, utilizing technology. Even better, in person, working out with a friend, having coffee with friends. Staying connected socially is so important and will help overcoming seasonal affective disorder symptoms. Being of service, another great way to overcome seasonal affective disorder symptoms. Being of service, volunteering your time, supporting other people. It feels good to help others. It feels good to give back. So finding ways to be of service to other people in the community. And guess what? Every time we pick up the phone and call friends and family, it's an opportunity to be of service. And it takes us out of ourselves. It gets us out of our own way. Because it can be easy to focus on me, 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 all my problems and poor, poor me and my life sucks. And when we get out of ourselves and go support others and give back and be of service, it changes the narrative in our brain and it helps us focus on other people and how we can support them. You know, a simple meditation practice is an easy way. 5 minutes every morning of conscious breathing. My favorite form of meditation is conscious breathing. Long, slow, deep breaths in through the nose. Long, slow, deep breaths out through the nose. For 5 minutes, simply becoming aware of our breath. Conscious breathing, the simplest form of meditation. And science shows simply taking 5 breaths in and out through the nose activates the parasympathetic part of our nervous system, the rest and digest part of the nervous system, which lowers our blood pressure, slows our heart rate, and brings us into the present moment. Sleep, another hidden gem to empower you for your health and wellness journey during these winter months. 8 hours of sleep, ideally. That's when our brain, that's when our whole body recovers. And sleep, especially in the winter months, should be an easy time because of the shorter days, not having as much sunshine. But getting 8 hours of sleep, easy way to improve our overall health and wellness. There's also light therapy. Investing in a light therapy is an easy way to improve our overall health and wellness. Again, there's so many little things that I just named off. All these things add up to a big shift that we can, that we are empowering you with these tools, these habits, these practices, all taken together for a holistic approach to your overall health and wellness. Taking responsibility for your health and wellness, and not using the winter months and where you live as an excuse to say, to stay suffering or to stay in a place that is feeling like I'm barely surviving versus thriving. Not using a victim mentality of, oh, I live in a place where it's cold and dark during the winter months and I'm just gonna be a victim these winter months and I'll wait till summer to be happy again. That is not the answer. That is not taking responsibility for your health. That is not empowering yourself. We're going to throw away the excuses, throw away the victim mentality, and taking responsibility for your life, your health, and your happiness. That's the intention of this podcast episode today. I want you all to be thriving, not just surviving. You were made for greatness. You're created to live a life of maximum success and significance and fulfillment, to maximize your full potential as a human. No matter where you live during these winter months, no excuses, no victim, and taking control, taking responsibility. And finally, if you want, you know, having a coach or a mentor to support you on your journey is another great way for support and accountability, because we can't do it alone. And so if you want support and accountability, reach out to me. We can schedule a 30-minute free connection call to discuss where you're at, where you want to go, and how I can help you get there. But these tips and these practices and tools that I shared today, take action. Start with one or two every day. Commit to 2 weeks, the next 2 weeks, committing to a few of these practices to take responsibility for your health and your wellness and your happiness. I promise they will help. No matter where you live, no matter what season of your life you're in, to be empowered, to take responsibility. Sending everybody lots of love. Appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you for all the love and support. And if there's anything I can do to support you more, please reach out to me. Use me as a resource. Until next time, my friends, big love.